High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 1-4 Strathaven Panthers and the 5-0 Springfield Cougars.
Myers jumps, has it, he's loose, he's at the 10, the fireman Anthony Myers goes 46 for a score! At the 45, it's a foot race, Malone at the 30, no flags, and Nick Malone will go the distance, touchdown Panthers!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Friday night football and pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service. Committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Wilson's, for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandra McCauley, your Century 21 Alliance real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Swarthmore Co-op Market, your sustainable community food market since 1937. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, and Billy Morgan.
Six days ago, the Panthers suffered one of the most heartbreaking losses we've seen. Welcome back after a quick technical difficulty. As I was saying, 6 days ago, Strathaven suffered one of the more heartbreaking losses that they've had here at George L. King Field. Hard to believe that that would occur in a Week 5 football game. Still, after flat out giving away a game in the final seconds against Upper Darby, Strathaven has fallen to 1-4, and thoughts of a playoff berth, well, it's looking pretty slim at the moment, but stranger things have happened when Strathaven has played Springfield in recent years. With the exception of 2013, it's always a tight game, and we're looking for just that tonight as the undefeated first-place Cougars in the Central League visit George L. King to take on the Panthers here on a special Thursday night edition of High School Football on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll, sorry, here bringing you play-by-play, and sorry for the interruption momentarily. We've got our technical difficulties being fixed and handled at the moment by Mike Mayer. We'll bring Mike in a moment, but here we are, Strathaven, three of their four losses by less than a touchdown, and so coming in tonight, the 1-4 record maybe is a bit misleading in the sense that they've been competitive and flat out maybe should have, could have certainly won each of those three losses to Pencrest, Marple Newtown, and Upper Darby. Garnet Valley pulled away late in that one, but the Panthers have been competitive or better in each of the first 5 weeks and now have to pick up the pieces after really a tough loss last Friday night. And to do that against Springfield and a defense that has been flat out outstanding. Only Conestoga, with a late touchdown last week, has scored more than 7 points on the Cougars. They held their first four opponents to just seven. And now, from a defensive standpoint, only Haverford has topped 100 yards rushing against the Cougars' senior-laden defense. So, first-year coach Chris Britton has been in the program a long time. He's been on the wrong end of the scoreboard playing Strathaven many times, but in recent years, they've been close and finally getting over the hump a year ago. Springfield, with a 45-6 win over the Panthers, has to feel good coming into tonight on the road at George L. King Field. Mike Mayer joining us, as always, for the color commentary, engineering, and extra busy with the engineering at the moment. But, yeah. Mike, never mind the record. The Panthers really just have to literally play it 1 week at a time. It sounds cliche, but at this point, never mind playoffs and what's going on after Week 10. They literally have to focus on one opponent here, starting with the Cougars tonight.
Absolutely, and try to forget their past. I mean, last week was a heartbreaker, but it's over. It's in the books. Okay, move on. I think the reality here is Springfield has a 5-0 record. They have allowed very few in the way of 0.7 in each game, except for last week against Conestoga, where they allowed 12. At the end of the day, the reality is that Springfield seems to have two real potent running backs, the quarterback being one, and because I lost my notes, right, being the other. So the mission is, if Haven can stop one of them, do some ball control, and play all four quarters. This, I think, is a winnable game, and I'm not taking anything away from Springfield, but Springfield's got the meat of their opponents really ahead of them, and we'll see what they can do. But in the meantime, they're basically a two-player offense, so if they can concentrate on one and defeat that, or at least minimize it, and score lots of points, because that's going to be a key. I don't think this is going to be a 7-6 ball game.
Certainly not, or you wouldn't think. Springfield, again, with senior quarterback Brian Allen, now a two-year starter, dual threat. His rushed for over 100 yards three times this season, including 129 and a score last week against Conestoga. Number 21, Colin Brackenier, your second leading rusher, but both of them in the top 15 in Delaware County in rushing. We're going to pause momentarily, listen to the Star Spangled Banner. That's the 12th man, the Strathaven Marching Unit, playing the Star-Spangled Banner. Again, apologize for the interrupted and amended pregame chatter, but want to send our best wishes out to Pete Fulginetti, who always is, well, almost always joining us in the booth here for the stats and spotting. He is out of the lineup here in the broadcast booth tonight. Pete, wishing you and your family well. Pete's brother passed away just a few days ago, and he is traveling to Chicago, so again, we wish Pete the best. In the meantime, good to have Billy Morgan back. Billy, we missed you for the Upper Darby game, but he's helping with the stats and spotting, and will be on at halftime as well. In the meantime, Panthers are on the field in their black jerseys, silver pants tonight with silver helmets and white numerals. New road jerseys for Springfield, or not ones we've seen at George L. King Field before. Gold jerseys with blue numerals, blue pants, and blue helmets, and again, 5-0 Springfield coming in here with a lot of confidence, taking on the Panthers, led by, of course, head coach Kevin Clancy. 281 wins all time, 11 Central League titles, the last in 2010. And speaking of 2010, I bumped into Matt Craig before the game, one of Delaware County's all-time leading rushers. He's assisting at Springfield now, and he played a couple of absolute classics on this field back in 2010. More on that later. Speaking of number 10, here's Alex Bratzis, ready to kick it away for the Panthers. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to one of the upmen. It's juggled, now picked up here by Lucas Spence. Spence looking for room across the 25 and is dumped at the 26-yard line. Big hit to start things by number 16, Javon Springfield. And the Cougar offense will start at about the 27-yard line is where they'll spot it. Brian Allen is your quarterback. Colin Brackenier, your running back. When they go four wide, it'll be Lucas Spence, Quadir Wimes, Brett Sheeran, and James Harris. The center is Tyler Studd, Joey Cirino, Charlie Carbon, Sonny Pastor, and Matt Shella round out the front five. When they use an extra a tight end, it may be Dan Archibong, Ricky Sterling, and Brad Murphy will see some time in there as well. Brackenier is your tailback. Fullback is Sterling, offset to the right. On first and 10, toss play, looking for room is Brackenier. Has Mulhern on his back, and he's run out of bounds for maybe a loss. Let's see where they spot this. He will lose a yard. Good to see Shane Mulhern back in the lineup. Now, speaking of the lineup, Strathaven without two-way starter Denzel Lesenby tonight. That is a big loss at outside linebacker. Anthony Paul out of the lineup as well. On second and 10. Sommer, a little counter crisscross give is to Malone, who sheds one tackle but gets the line of scrimmage and nothing else. Standing there waiting for it, the nose guard Brian Layton, along with 32 Adam Crowder. If you're catching us, just to catch you up very quickly, Springfield was moving the ball nicely but had a pass bounce off the hands of tight end Dan Archibong and into the arms of Strathaven linebacker Shane Mulhern. That interception, followed by a couple of nice plays by Alex Bratzis, a 19-yard catch and a 14-yard run, has Strathaven now third and 10 at the Springfield 48. Fender Back to pass. Three-step drop. Fires a slant. And it's caught by Samaru at the 35. Tumbles forward to the 33-yard line. Gain of 15. And a first down. Fender, two for two, throwing it. Hits Samaru for 12. And they'll move the chains again. Good start here for the Panther offense. Not so much for our soundboard, but
Mike, we lost one.
Thank you so much for getting that thing up and running. But in the meantime, Panthers on the move here. First and 10 at the Springfield 34. Samaru split left. Bratsas wing right. Gives to Malone, looking for room off the right side. Stutter step in the backfield and finds a bit of daylight for maybe a yard or two. Again, Springfield defense tonight looks like this. Matt Sella, Josh Sweeney, Brian Layden, and Dan Archibong are down four. Dylan Power, Adam Crowder, Ricky Sterling are your linebackers. Messino, Flegel, Spence, and Pat Smith are your secondary, but a lot of times Springfield will have kind of a 4-4 look. Carl Landholm is your center tonight in place of Anthony Paul. Second down and eight after Malone went for two. On second and eight. Toss play, looking for room off the left side. No, it's juggled and fumbled by Myers. He picks it up and gets back to the near the original line of scrimmage. You're still going to lose a yard as Myers, looking for that fullback toss, loses a couple. So back to third and 10 are the Panthers. Clock ticking, 6:20 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Probably four down territory here for Strathaven. John Fender brings in the play. Landholm is your center. Deeb and Mulhern on the right side of the line. Left side of the line, Oliver Williams and Justin Fremont. Motion man, left to right is Malone. Back to pass, looking, firing to the right flat, has a man out there. It's caught by Malone across the 30, sheds a tackle, stays in bounds. First down and more, Nick Malone, and they say, oh, he's saying he stepped out of bounds. It's going to be close.
Ooh, real close.
Oh, Malone still on his feet, shed a tackle on that sideline, but stepped on the white paint, and so is out of bounds at the 25. It's going to bring up fourth down and about two. So not too bad. Fender throwing the football. Three for three to start things as Malone makes the grab in the flat. And the Panthers put into the Springfield defense a little bit here, but now fourth and two. What do you come up with here? 5:48 to play here in the opening quarter. Interception by Shane Mulhern. Set up this Panther opening drive. Splain, tight end to the right. On fourth and two, motion man, jet sweep to the right side, looking for room is Malone, and ooh, he's wrapped up. He's going to be shy of the first down. They drop him for a loss on the play. Layden and others in on the stop. Tried to run the jet to the short side of the field, couldn't get it done, and the Panthers turn it over on downs.
That hurts.
Indeed. So both teams move the ball well in their opening possession, but here we are with no points to show for it. On either side, Strathaven defense back on the field. We will get to that lineup momentarily, but here we go with the Springfield offense. No huddle once again. Harris split to the right. You got four wide now. Pistol look for Brian Allen. The lefty, back to pass. Firing to the left side, has a man wide open. This is Sheeran across the 35. 40 across the midfield. Stripe to the Strathaven, 49. Gain of 25 and a Springfield first down. Sheeran wide open on just a quick hitter. And Allen now, 47 yards passing on two completions. They're ready to snap it again. Pistol look, two receivers to either side, same formation. Play fake, again, fire on the left side, same play, complete to Sheeran. They wrap him up this time, but he still picks up 12 more, down to the Strathaven, 37. So Sheeran, say, hey, we're going to run this till you stop it. It's a one-step drop and let it fly. Allen, again, same formation. Give inside this time. Brackenier is wrapped up immediately. Good grab there by Justin Fremont. Falls forward, though, across the 35 to the 34. So give Colin Brackenier still 3 yards on the carry. Brackenier in the top 15 rushing in Delaware County. Fourth in rushing is your quarterback, Brian Allen, on second and eight. Give is to Brackenier one more time. Straight up the middle. The Panthers, oh, he's still running hard. Brackenier, first contact, should have had him down at the 30, but he still falls forward for a couple more. Down near the 28-yard line. Brings up third down and about three. On third and three. Hard count from Allen. Stops, takes a look at the Springfield sideline. Sal Mormondo, the offensive coordinator, signals in the play. Third down and two from the Panther 28-yard line. Allen, going to keep it, quarterback draw. Lots of room, good lead block from Brackenier. He carries tacklers down near the 20-yard line. We'll check the spot, but he has first down yardage and then some. Allen's first carry of the day goes for seven, and another Cougar first down. Brian Allen probably remembers some of those games in 2010. His older brother Dante, a big part of those at wide receiver and corner. Now, offset eye. Fullback is Sterling. Receiver split to either side. Gives to Sterling, the fullback straight ahead, but Anthony Myers there to meet him after a gain of just two. Springfield still no huddle, as is their penchant over the last couple of seasons. Second down and about eight upcoming. 3:45 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Harris split to the near side, right of the formation. Kadir Wimes split to the left. Pistol look. Give is to Brackenier straight up the middle, and he'll push the pile down near the 15 over on that far hash mark. Sam Petrovich in on the stop. Petrovich in the game tonight as it bumps Peter Deeb out to the outside linebacker. Elijah Crew and Justin Fremont join him up front. Kyrie Fuller is your other outside backer. Anthony Myers and Shane Mulhern at inside linebacker. Chung Bratsis Samaru is your secondary on third and four. Give is to Brackenier. Room off left tackle. He's got first down yardage and then some. Down inside the 10 to the 9. Seven more for Brackenier. Seven carries, 37 yards. And, you know, what this also will do is probably soften up the edges. They hand it to Brackenier again and again. One of these times, Allen is going to pull it out of his belly, keep it himself, and run for a bunch.
Yeah, well, that's what they're obviously setting up at this stage of the game.
First and goal from the Strathaven 9. Allen in the shotgun. Going to keep it himself. Exactly. Here he comes. Quarterback draw. Allen inside the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Springfield. A 9-yard run for Brian Allen. And Springfield cashes in first with 2:49 to play. They turn Strathaven over on downs at the 28. So a 72-yard scoring drive capped by Brian Allen. His sixth rushing touchdown of the season. And now the freshman on to attempt the extra point, number 69, Jack Corey. 2:49 to play in the opening quarter. Corey, ball is spotted, kick is away, plenty of leg, and it is good. So Brian Allen has the Cougars on the board first. See if the Strathaven offense can answer. They've been moving it pretty well. Now can they turn it into points? We'll see when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
7-0 Springfield. 2:49 to play here in the opening quarter. High end over and kickoff is going to come down to Myers at the 9-yard line. Anthony Myers straight ahead, leaps over the pile at the 25 and lands at the 29. So Strathaven starts at their 29-yard line. Yeah, I hope you can hear me, Mike, in there, because I'm having trouble hearing myself. Okay. But we have some sound issues in the early going. Thanks for sticking with us. 7-0 Springfield here with 2:43 to play here in the opening quarter. A 72-yard scoring drive capped by Brian Allen's 9-yard quarterback keeper. And the Panthers now trying to answer. Their opening drive stalled at the 28. Dalton Leach in there at quarterback now. For the Panthers, Samaru split to the left. Wing right is Bratsis. Bratsis motions to the left now. Back to pass is Leach. Looking to the outside, fires, and it is nearly intercepted. And is it Mike Flegel leaping? And they're going to say incomplete. Mm. No, well, let's see. The back judge says no, incomplete. Side judge says yes, it was intercepted. And they're going to talk it over at the 43. Mike Fliegel with two interceptions, and now they're going to signal incomplete. Okay, Strathaven ball. Incomplete is the call. The back judge wins out as it must have hit the turf. Good attempt there by Fliegel. Nearly had his third interception of the season. Had a pick against Haverford and then back in week one in the win over Interboro. But for now, Strathaven keeps the ball. Leach overshoots his man, Samaru, bringing up second down and 10. Samaru split to the left again. Strathaven has only ten players on the on that. Glad to hear you are back on. We may have been on the air the entire time. No, not sure what you've heard over the last several minutes.
Don't know.
But, again, we have had sound problems galore. And at this point, the Panthers down 7-0 will punt it away after an incompletion nearly hauled in by Malone at midfield. Bratsis, a high, booming kick, terrific hang time. Springfield has it run into their own man, and they're fortunate it didn't actually hit a player. Was it a live ball? Did they rule that it touched a Springfield player? I don't think so, but let's see.
They're looking around.
Two Springfield players collided. Now, whether the ball came down and touched them, I don't know. But Strathaven, Rob McGee is near the football and thinks that maybe he has a chance to get the offense on the field. But
nope.
No. They're going to say first down Springfield. Okay, so the punt actually never quite hit a Springfield player, although it was awfully close. All right. Thanks again to our buddies at GVJaguarNation.com, Pat Patterson and Don Mink over there. Garnet Valley up on Lower Merion, 10-0 early in that game. Here, 7-0 Springfield. Under center for the first time is Brian Allen. Single setback is Rob Murphy. Murphy across the 40 to the 41. And we'll, again, try to keep everybody caught up here as best we can. We are uncertain of whether you've heard most of this first quarter. We've been talking to ourselves.
Well, we do that a lot anyway. But that's
here, second down and about six after Murphy's first carry goes for four. Allen gives to Murphy one more time, pushing the pile, dragging tacklers. Look at the strength on Murphy across the 45, out to the 47. Gain of six and a first down. Murphy, not the biggest guy you're going to see on the field, but the senior picks up six tough yards. And, hey, if you have a couple different options in the backfield for head coach Chris Britton, can wear down a defense with fresh legs every other series perhaps. Tight end to the right, receivers are split. Murphy, one more time up the middle out of the pistol this time, makes one man miss in the backfield, across the midfield stripe to the Panther 45.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the problems that Haven has had on defense, is that they give up way too many yards on first down, so now we're at a second and two, second and three. Boy, that makes it so much easier on the offense to try to get 3 yards in a couple of plays.
No huddle again. Two receivers to the left, tight end to both sides as well. Allen turns, play fake now, rolling to his left. The lefty lets it go, has a wheel route, and a man open. It's Sheeran again, 20, 15. It's a foot race, and Sheeran will go 45 yards for a Springfield touchdown.
Oh, boy.
Third catch of the night for the senior, Brett Sheeran. And the Panthers have had no answers for number seven in gold, 13-0 Cougars, extra point pending.
Well, I tell you, Haven's really got to find some answers here. He was wide open. He was covered initially, and then apparently in the zone, somebody pulled back. Nobody covered. He was just sitting there waiting for the pass.
Extra point for Corey. Upcoming. High snap. Ball spotted nicely. Kick is away, and he just sneaks it over the bar. Extra point is good. They all count. It doesn't matter how high or how far. It's over the bar. 14-0 Springfield after a 45-yard scoring pass. Brian Allen on fire. 4 of 6 in the early going. Can the Panthers answer? We'll find out in a moment. Stick with us.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson.
Well, that worked.
Glad you're
last time we did that, we lost the whole signal. So.
All right. Well, signals are not crossed right now for the Springfield offense. High and over end kick's going to come down to Myers, who juggles it but picks it up at the 3-yard line. Looking for speed off the left edge here. Stiff arm at the 20. And dragged out of bounds there by the shirt tail. Out across the 26-yard line. Myers got himself an extra 10 yards with a good stiff arm. And the Panthers will start at the 26. So, again, signals not crossed for Springfield. The only real mistake of the night, a pass that bounced off the hands of an intended receiver that Shane Mulhern intercepted inside the 20 on the opening drive of the night. But, again, a good opening drive for the Strathaven offense. Turned it over on downs. Second drive, they go three and out. A drop pass, a big part of that one. But now, down 14, big series upcoming. Malone, wing to the left. Bratsis, wing to the right. Fender back in the game at quarterback. Fires to the outside. Complete to Samaru. Samaru across the 30, out to the 32-yard line. And Paul Samaru with his second grab of the night. Gain of, let's see, where are they spotting this one on the far hash mark? So we'll keep it... right here, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. And that will do it for the first quarter. So Strathaven will talk it over and as they switch sides of the field, trailing by 14 after one quarter of play. They'll snap it from their 32 when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening live to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Clean car is one of the great satisfying things in life, and Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center is the place to go for a sparkling clean car. Whether you're looking for a simple exterior wash or full-service detail treatment, you'll be delighted with the results. Their facility in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue right across from Pep Boys features brand new auto washing equipment and a complete auto detail shop. Take your auto over to Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center this weekend. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Joined in the booth by Billy Morgan with the stats and spotting. Mike Mayer doing all sorts of engineering tonight, trying to keep us on the air. We've had some difficulties through the first quarter. Glad you're sticking with us in the meantime. And Mike, tough sledding here for the Panthers.
Well, this is exactly my fear because, you don't get down by 14 on a team like Springfield and come back so easily. Their defense, as we talked about the pregame, has allowed only 12 points maximum all season long, 7 in 4 games, 12 and 1. So Haven's got their work cut out for him now. They better find some way to do this.
Fender under center. Wing T behind him. Turn gives the fullback Myers off left tackle, and he's met there by number 18, Dylan Power. But, wow, he pushes his way through that tackle, and Myers, tough sledding out to the 39, 7 yards, and a first down for Anthony Myers.
They're certainly making the efforts. It's, the drop ball, the not being able to hammer in the extra couple of yards, with a fourth and two situation. That's what's hurting them. I mean, this could easily be a 14-7 game at this stage of the game.
John George checks in at halfback for Alex Bratsis momentarily. Panthers moving left to right here as we start the second quarter. Malone wing to the left, George wing to the right. Samaru split end to the right. Motion man, they run the jet sweep to Malone, looking for blocking. He makes one man miss, cuts it upfield at the 40, and then is grabbed there by a host of tacklers, including Lucas Spence, Dylan Power in the neighborhood as well. Gain of about 2. Spence in on the tackle with Dylan Power there. And Malone is held well below his average through his first four carries. 4 carries for 4 yards. Malone comes in as the Panthers' leading rusher with nearly six yards per carry. Second down and 8 from the 42. Back to pass, Fender. Firing to the short side of the field, complete to Samaru. First down, and he's run out of bounds. We may be just shy. We'll see where they spot it on this near sideline. Samaru is, I think, going to be a half yard shy. It's going to be third down and short. So Strathaven trying to maybe loosen up this defense by throwing it a little more than they're usually bound to do. Three catches for Samaru already for 24 yards.
And they're having some success with it, you know, and hopefully it does loosen things up and give Springfield something to think about.
Fender, 5 of 5 throwing it so far for 51 yards. Third and less than a yard. Your fullback is Myers. All 11 players within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. The give is to Myers off right tackle, makes way and miss, and now is pulled by the shirt tail, but he's carrying tacklers inside the 40-yard line. Anthony Myers for 9 more and a first down. So
well, Panthers got to hold on to that ball. They are definitely trying to strip that ball out.
Nicely done there for Anthony Myers on the left side of that line. Peter Deeb and Shane Mulhern. Crowder in on the last stop. The 2013 All-Delco linebacker getting some college interest at this point, and why not? He's been on that team since he was a freshman, 6'3", 210-pounder at inside linebacker, and it's one of the best we have here in Delaware County. 10:23 to play before halftime, and the officials may want to reset the game clock here. Going to reset the game clock here for 10 minutes and 30 seconds as Myers was run out of bounds. John Fender talking to head coach Kevin Clancy on the near sideline. Brings in the play. Panthers will snap it from the right hash mark against a stingy Springfield defense. They allow only 8 points per game. That's second best in all of District 1 out of 74 teams. Trying to hold the Panthers down right here on first and 10. From the Springfield 39, wing tee behind Fender. Quick hitter, trap play, ball on the ground. Oh. And on top of it is Ricky Sterling. Fumble recovery for the junior linebacker, and Myers and Fender never quite got a handle on the handoff there, and second turnover of the night. Well, first turnover of the night, frankly. Second of the game in total, but Strathaven shoots themselves in the foot there with a botched handoff.
This is the kind of mistakes when you play a team like Springfield you just can't make. You've got to, you can't do it. You're just setting up. Now you got to make sure you stop Springfield here. Another touchdown would just be a death sentence.
Receivers split to either side. Sterling in the game at fullback. Pistol look. Allen gives to Brackenier the tailback, and Justin Fremont says no. Wow.
That was
stopped at the line of scrimmage, and Brackenier gives up, 80 pounds to big Justin Fremont. So no gain on the play for Brackenier, and man, big 76 stepped up in a hurry that time, and 8 carries for 37 yards for Colin Brackenier. 26 of them came on one carry. Receivers split to either side. This is Eric Lowe, the senior, split to the left in the game now. Harris split to the right. Tight end to the right as well. Back to pass Allen. The lefty fires to the right flat to Brackenier in the open field, and the Panthers are going to wrap him up there.
Maybe.
Paul Samaru hanging on for dear life, and then Elijah Crew came in to help out with Mulhern. Nice work there by Samaru on the stop, and a loss of 5 on the play brings up third down and 15. So Allen with 100 yards passing here in the early going on 5 completions. They lose 5 right there with Brackenier on the screen. Third and 15 from their own 36-yard line. Springfield operates with Quadir Wimes, split to the right. Trips left. Empty backfield. No, 5 empty backfield with 5 receivers now. Brackenier moves over, 3 to the left, 3 to the right, 2 to the left now, and timeout. Okay, Springfield's as confused as I am, and they're going to call timeout and get this thing reset. All right, we're going to take a short timeout. Stick with us. Thank you to our sponsors who are keeping us on the air tonight, and we'll be back in a moment. See if Strathaven's defense can get off the field on third and long right here on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 Alliance agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and a Century 21 Quality Service Award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-586-1300, extension 353.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Strathaven trailing 14-0, but trying to get off the field here on third and long. Quick score update, 7-7. Marple Newtown and Radnor are tied. 17-0. Garnet Valley on top of Lower Marion. We'll get other score updates later. Quarterback keeper right up the middle goes Allen. Pushes near midfield, but will be stopped there by Shane Mulhern. I'm sorry, Sam Petrovic, 73, not 53, at the 49-yard line.
That's an interesting play call. I would have thought they would have gone for the pass. They obviously thought they could open up the middle.
Well, Allen takes it for about 7. Brings up 4th down and 7, and Dylan Power will be on to punt for the first time. And nice work by the Strathaven defense.
The way Haven's been, the way Springfield's been moving, this would not be a bad place for a fake. Let's see.
Malone and Myers stand deep to return. Power with his heels on the 30-yard line awaits a snap. He will kick it away. Line drive kick's going to come down towards Malone at the 25 with a man in his face. Makes the catch anyway. Room at the 30, 35 up the far sideline. And Nick Malone turns the corner and pushes it out near midfield. And they'll put it on the midfield stripe. Nick Malone with 20-plus on the return. And the Panthers back in business, perhaps, with 8:12 to play before halftime.
Coach Clancy lost at least 6 months off his life on that last play. That was really gutsy. And if the defender hadn't overshot him a little bit, that might have been a crushing blow if he had slowed up a little bit before he caught the ball.
But Joey Chirino in on that last tackle at the far sideline.
Gutsy move, though. But you know what? When you're down 14-0, you got to start doing something.
Need a big play. And Panthers had a couple of chances for big plays in the early going. Couldn't quite make it happen, and those oh-so-close misses make all the difference in it when you're playing a team as good as undefeated Springfield. Leach on the counter sweep looking for room. Here is Malone. He's getting the line of scrimmage and nothing else. Brian Layden, one of the more undersized defensive tackles you'll ever see at 175 pounds, but he made the stop along there with Lucas Spence, and Layden has been terrific. He had 3 sacks in the opener against Interboro, and the middle of that defense certainly not suffering with Layden near the nose and Crowder and Sterling standing right behind him. 2nd down and 10.
Well, really 11.
Well, they lose a yard maybe. Back to pass, Leach. 3-step drop, firing deep down the sideline. Has a man out there. Saburu has it and out of his hands at the 21-yard line. Panthers had 2 receivers open that could not haul in passes from Dalton Leach here.
Although in all fairness, that was a tough. He was over his shoulder. It was thrown beautifully. I mean, it was where it needed to be, but not an easy catch to make. He's trying to figure out where his feet are relative to the sideline and looking over his shoulder. He's got a guy breathing down his back.
Panthers have had 2 shots here with Leach on deep balls, a wheel route with Malone and a fly there with Samaru, and both land in and out of the hands of receivers. 3rd and 11 upcoming. Leach under center will try it again. Tight end to the left is Splane. Motion man is Malone. Toss play looking for room is Myers at midfield. Runs into a wall of tacklers. Met there first by 32. Crowder. Crowder makes the stop at the 49-yard line. So brings up 4th down after a short gain of 2. So Myers 7 carries for just 19 yards in the... Again, we mentioned it earlier, if you heard us, maybe or maybe not, with our technical difficulties. The Springfield defense has allowed 100 yards rushing just once all season, just over 100 to Haverford. They've held everybody else under triple digits. Bratsas to punt it away. Harris stands deep to return alongside Flegel at the 20-yard line. Bratsas with time, high wobbler. He's going to back up Flegel, who makes the catch and is belted by Paul Samaru. Perfect timing. Oh, and then a flag comes in late.
For
I don't
what?
Know. Oh, my.
It was no fair catch, that's for sure.
No, but did he give him enough room to catch it? Samaru unloaded on Flegel at the 15-yard line, and we'll see about the flag. It seemed to be timed perfectly, and all credit to Flegel to hang on to that ball with Sommer right in his lap. I don't know.
Well, they're obviously discussing whether it's in fact a foul, I think.
Flag came in very late from the guy on the far sideline, and it is catching interference against Strathaven. So Sommer's huge hit apparently did not give him quite enough time to make the play, or enough room, rather. And this will be a 15-yard penalty. So instead of having the football inside or just inside the 15, they'll spot it out at the 30, and Springfield gets 15 free ones there.
I thought that was a good, solid hit. But you know, if you want, he caught the ball. Maybe if they would rule it, if there was a fumble, he knocked it loose. I don't know.
Thanks to our buddies at WNPV up in Lansdale. 21-0, Council Rock North on top of Neshaminy. Delco Christian on top of Lower Moreland, 16-14 at the moment. We'll keep an eye on Garnet Valley now up on Lower Marion, 24-0. Flanagan to Tom Cleary, the big tight end for the Jags. Downingtown West on top, 14-13 on top of Great Valley. Here, first and 10. High snap, fielded there by Allen, and the handoff goes up the middle for maybe a couple. See who it is when they unpile. I don't know if that was Murphy or Brackenier as he ran into Elijah Crew and others. That was Brackenier for a gain of 2. Second down and 8 upcoming. So Great Valley right now, that's a team that earlier in the season I had predicted might be amongst the tops in District 1 and AAA. Has a murderous part of their schedule right now and trails Downingtown West tonight in the early going. Allen firing to the left side, high, but hauled in by the 6'4" Quadir Wimes. Well, it helps to have somebody that big on the edge.
Yep.
Nice stop there by Kyrie Fuller. And, I'm sorry, Devin Springfield into the game now as well in the defensive secondary. So Weems on the stop, Springfield on the tackle. Weems on the catch, rather, out to the 38-yard line. Brings up third down and about 2. On third and 2. Allen with Brackenier on his left hip, quarterback keeper. Looking for room off this left edge, and Allen has a first down and more. Spin move still on his feet across the 45, out to the 48-yard line. Gain of 10 for Brian Allen. And it's kind of as I had predicted momentarily, huh? Where they're starting to soften up the edges now for Allen to keep it himself. The Panthers have held Brackenier largely in check. But at the moment, starting to get things going. And then, you know, never mind the receiving threat in the left slot right now. Brett Sheeran came into the game with 2 catches on the season, has 3 for 82 yards and a score tonight. Back is Allen on first and 10. Screen pass floated to Brackenier, and it is incomplete. Ball floated awfully high, yep, and let Kyrie Fuller come in and help make a play on it. Incomplete, it falls.
He thought he was going to get an interception out of it, too. It was that close.
Allen, with some pressure up front, had to float it over the pass rush of 6'6" Sam Petrovich. But a little too much air under that one for Brackenier to catch it, and probably for the good health of his coaching staff. 2 receivers to either side. Allen gives to Brackenier up the middle, and he's met there by Fremont, Myers, and Crew at the 49-yard line. Gain of just 1 yard. 3rd and 9 upcoming.
Well, now here's a good third. 3rd and 9. That's the way the Panthers got to play it, obviously, on defense. And we'll see what they can do. It's last time they were for the Springfield's face with long yardage, they just tried to get a quarterback keeper and didn't get the yardage. So we'll see what goes on here with 5 minutes left in the half.
Archibong in at tight end. He's to the left side of the formation. Brackenier on the left hip of Allen, who's in the gun. 3 wide, back on 3rd and 9. With time, Allen steps up, wants it all. Deep down the near sideline of this, looking for Harrison. Incomplete. Overshoots him and out of bounds. Pressure from Peter Deeb up the middle. But Allen overshoots him. He's missed on his last 2 passes. 6 for 10 for 105 yards and a scoring pass here in this first half. But now from the 49-yard line, they keep the offense on the field here.
I'll tell you, it's a smart move to punt because I think 2 things happen if you don't punt. Number one, there is a risk you're going to give the ball potentially to Strathaven at midfield. And secondly, you may really just piss them off. You know, I mean, this early in the game to sit there and try to go for a 4th and 9 is like, really?
Penridge 14, Abington 6 elsewhere, 21-7 now. CB South on top of Neshaminy. Here, 14-0 Springfield. Now ready to punt it away, Dylan Power. Malone stands deep to return at the 20. Line drive kick. Malone is going to have some room here if he makes the grab and does at the 20-yard line. One man misses, dances to his left, and then is met there by 2 Springfield tacklers at the 24. So nice job to bottle up number 5 by the Springfield special teams. Number 28 in on the tackle. That's P.J. Johnson. Johnson in on the stop for Springfield. And now, with 4:35 to play before halftime, can the Panthers get something going offensively? They've had their moments where they've moved it. They've had moments for big plays and just haven't made those plays. Dropped passes hurting the Panthers in the early going, but now 4:35 from their own 23-yard line. Have to move the chains here and at least tilt the field. Sommer, who split to the right. Back to pass is Fender. Heavy pressure from the backside, and down he goes. Brian Layden with the sack. No chance there for Fender.
No, he was getting hit almost as soon as he stepped back.
Loss of 8 on the play. Brian Layden with yet another sack for the Springfield defense. He's going to turn it into second down and about 17.
Yeah, they must have overloaded or somebody missed a block because he was in so quickly.
There we go. Panthers will try it again, deeper in their own territory now. From the 16, wing left is Malone. He's the motion man. Give is to Myers, and he's met there by Archibong and big 61, Josh Sweeney. So not much doing there for Myers. Out to the 19-yard line, gain of 4. So Myers and Malone have been awfully effective for the Panthers for most of the season, but they've been bottled up. 23 yards for Myers, just 4 for Malone through the first, almost through the first half now. 3 minutes and 27 seconds of counting to play before halftime. On third down and 10, Fender back, backside pressure, and they've got him again. Down he goes, almost like an instant replay. Layden comes in looking like he's unblocked, but some of that is just his quickness. And here he comes for his second sack of the series. This drops the Panthers back to the 12-yard line.
Makes it fourth and 373.
Now, almost.
Yeah.
Fourth and 21. And now Flegel stands on the Strathaven side of the 45, awaiting a punt from Bratsis, who will be kicking it from his goal line. Ouch.
Mm.
Two big plays from Brian Layden, sacking the quarterback, and now from his own end zone, Bratsis. Pressure coming, lets it go, kick is away, line drive, it takes a Strathaven hop across midfield, fielded by Flegel, spins away from Samaru momentarily, makes another man miss. Flegel still dancing at the 45, and then is finally wrapped up by Ian Gunn and a host of other tacklers. So Samaru did enough to slow him down.
Yep. And good coverage.
Leach down there with Matt Splain, Ian Gunn, and others. So Flegel give him 2 on the return. So nice work there by Bratsis to tilt the field back, giving him, 41 on the 44 on the punt. So Springfield, though, still with 2 timeouts and the football, 2 touchdown lead. Strathaven will get the ball to start the second half, but here they need the defense to hold one more time. 14-0 Springfield with lead and the ball. From the left hash, moving right to left. 4 wide, 2 to either side. In the gun, play fake now. Keeping it off the right edge is Allen. Cuts inside. Myers can't hold on to him. Still on his feet. He's wrapped up near the first down marker. We'll see where they spot it across the Strathaven 45.
Myers played that exactly the way they wanted him to play it. He stays tough no matter what the play looks like on the inside, and he waits, and he did. And unfortunately, just got danced around. But that was a good effort.
Samaru finally in on the stop, but give a 10-yard gain to Brian Allen and another Springfield first down. Panther defense bending here. Back is Allen, 3 receivers to the left. He's looking that way and now rolls to his left. Lets it go back across the middle. Has a man, Harris, at the 35, and they're going to blow it dead. They say he caught it on one knee.
Right.
Nice throw there from Allen, right on the money.
Yep, absolutely.
Harris caught it on his knees at the Strathaven 35. Gain of 9. And a flag first. Let's see. I didn't see. Oh, it's in the neighborhood
flag,
of holding.
Yep.
This is on the back on the offensive line. So this, if indeed it is holding, a spot foul from where it sits at the 47-yard line, it's going to turn this into, instead of second and 1, it's going to be first and forever here. Marches the football back to the Springfield 43-yard line. Wow. First down and 23. So the 9-yard completion wiped out. Springfield will try again. 2 receivers to either side. Back to pass. Off of play action. Looking for room as Allen makes a man miss twice, actually. Fires to the near sideline. Has a man. It's complete to Spence at the 45-50. Spence lowers his shoulder and takes it back near the original line of scrimmage. They'll spot him just shy of that at the Strathaven 46. Gain of 11 on the play. Mulhern and Myers on the stop. Luke Spence with his first grab of the day. 1:26 and counting to play here before halftime. Second and 12. Back to pass. Looking is Allen. Firing to the right side. Has his man wide open for a first down. It's Flegel down to the Strathaven 31-yard line. Gain of 14. Six different receivers for Springfield tonight. And Brian Allen spreading it around nicely here. He's up to unofficially 130 yards passing through one half of play. And now timeout on the field. With 1:16 to play here, timeout Springfield, with not a whole lot of time before halftime, but boy, if they're ripping off chunks of yardage and
if they score again, and it's just going to be a very tough battle. As it is, I think that Haven has their work cut out for them to come back from a 14-0 deficit, but if they go into the half at 21-0, they're going to have to find some serious answers. They do get the ball first, but boy, they're going to have to find some answers on offense here, because they, as much trouble as they're having on defense, they just can't seem to get much started on offense, and when they do, they lose the ball somewhere along the line. So it's, I'll tell you, Springfield, I wasn't too sure what to expect when I came in. They certainly have a great defensive unit. They are absolutely shutting down the run, and we're not easy to shut the run down. People have beaten us, but we have put some yards up there, and people have had a hard time stopping us, and Springfield is stopping the run, has left us some passing, but tough group of kids in there.
Six different receivers, as we mentioned, for Brian Allen. They will try it again from first and 10 from the Strathaven 31. One timeout left for the Cougars. Give up the middle is to Murphy. Murphy with running room into the secondary. 20, 15-yard line. Now it gives some ground, cuts it back, and is met there by Samaru. But they'll give him the 15-yard line. Gain of 16 for Murphy. And, hey, you know, you've softened them up with the pass there, and now Murphy rips off 16 more.
Yep.
And that will stop the clocks momentarily and move the chains. Springfield ready to go with new personnel in. Archibong in at the tight end spot. Split to the left, Flegel. Split to the right, Wimes. Dotting the offset eye is Murphy. Inside of a minute to play here before halftime. Allen, one-step drop. He's going to throw the fade to the sideline. It's Wimes who's got it for a touchdown. Big target out there. They singled up. They found single coverage. And Wimes hauls it in from 14 for another score. Big target out there. Hauls it in. Beautifully thrown by Allen. 20-0 Springfield with an extra point pending.
Deja vu, huh?
Oh,
that was the corner that Upper Darby won last week.
Well, different circumstances,
yep,
certainly.
Absolutely.
On the final play of the game, almost a Hail Mary type circumstance here. Springfield now up three scores. Extra point on the way. It is up. It is good. 21-0 Springfield with just 45 seconds to play before halftime. Looking to match what they did last year. A 45-6 win over Strathaven, and the Cougars picking up where they left off through the first 24 minutes. Stick with us. We'll be back in a moment. See what Strathaven can do with the final minute of the first half right here on HavenFootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy three large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pickup or delivery.
Hello, this is Kevin Clancy on...
Welcome back. Strathaven trailing 21-0. High end over and kickoff comes down to Malone at the 15-yard line at the 20. Malone with lots of speed now at the 35. Still on his feet. Oh, at the 40-yard line. Shoestring tackle.
Almost broke that open.
Eric Lowe, the senior, with a shoestring tackle, gets Malone tied up there, and we'll see who's this down on the field. Got an injured player. Lowe on the stop, and we'll see who this is for the Panthers. An injury at the 41. Is that Myers?
Yeah, that's all we need.
Well, we'll keep an eye on this. Myers was out there in front of the play blocking with Malone. And with 38 seconds to play here before halftime, it's...
It just seemed like everybody's got their legs wrapped up on that. As a matter of fact, I thought Malone was tackled by his own guy. He got so crowded in there.
Well, we'll keep an eye on Myers. Again, the Panthers already without Denzel Lesenby tonight. Already without Anthony Paul, just as some other guys starting to get healthy, Mulhern and Bratsis in particular, starting to look closer to full speed after missing some time in the last few weeks. They're back on the field and making plays, and you lose essentially two offensive linemen.
Yep.
And now maybe your most dangerous threat in the backfield and one of your best defensive players as well. We'll keep an eye on this. We believe it's Anthony Myers. It's getting some attention here.
Particularly since we can't see his number anywhere
yeah.
else.
All right. Delco Christian is on top of Lower Moreland, 20-14, late in the second quarter. Penridge 21, Abington 16. Four touchdowns for Knife East West of North Penn. 28-0 over Satterton late in the second quarter. And this is Anthony Myers, who's going to get some attention coming off the field and get some help coming off the field. Not a good sign here. And, again, did not really see what happened. We don't ever really speculate on injuries, but he's basically being carried off the field right now. So I would guess that we've seen the last of number 27 tonight at this rate, and we'll see what the Panthers can do without, again, one of their best athletes. All right, Panthers trying to pick up the pieces here. 38 seconds to play before halftime. Still with two timeouts to work with. Elijah Crew checks in at fullback. Wing left Malone, wing right Bratsis. Split end is Samaru, jet sweep to the near side. Looking for room is Malone. Follows Bratsis on his feet at the midfield stripe. Dances inside and bounces outside and takes it to the Springfield 41. Clock stops momentarily. Timeout, Strathaven to talk it over. Ricky Sterling finally tracks him down. But give Malone 18 on the carry, 19 on the carry. That's by far his best run of the night. Six carries for 23 yards now, and again, 19 of them came right there. Garnet Valley has gone to a mercy rule circumstance with Lower Merion. It is halftime. It is 37-0. Jaguars on top. Here, 21-0. Springfield on top of Strathaven. 30 seconds to play in the half. And we'll keep an eye on Anthony Myers getting some medical attention on the sideline. But now, the Panthers maybe with a chance for a spark here before halftime. Nick Malone off the jet sweep on the right side. Nice lead block there from Elijah Crew into the game as well. Never mind the left side of that line, which has been very good and very underrated. Mulhern and Deeb. Matt Splain in there at tight end now in the absence of Lesenby. Split to the left is Samaru. On first and 10 from the 41, Dalton Leach is your quarterback. Leach back to pass. Has time. Under pressure now. Spins away from one man and is dropped. Back at the 47-yard line. That's the third sack of the night for the Springfield defense. This time it's 51 Matt Sella who got him. Sella had a sack last week in the 21-12 victory over Conestoga. And the Panthers now with 11 seconds, 10 seconds, 8 seconds to play here before halftime. We'll call timeout and maybe give it one shot for a...
Let's go to a break real quick because we lost some sponsors' abilities during the
downtime. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Stick with us. Final play of that first half upcoming. See what the Panthers can do with it on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football.
Back to pass Leach. On the last play of the half, he's going to scramble out of there away from pressure. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will do it for the first half. Leach picks up about 9 on the play. Sella tracks him down on the stop, but wow, tough break here for Strathaven. They had moments in the first quarter where it was looking good. Turned it over on down deep in Springfield territory. Springfield, to their credit, answered quickly,
absolutely,
answered often, and then answered very late in the half. A 14-0 game went to 21-0 on a 14-yard scoring strike from Allen to Kadir Weems. And now 21-0 is where we are at the halftime break. So stick with us. We'll get scores from elsewhere. We'll hear from Billy Morgan and Mike Mayer and their thoughts on the first half, on the remaining schedule, and to see what Strathaven can do with the final 24 minutes of action here against a buzzsaw of a Springfield defense right now. The Cougars, as advertised, undefeated, and that defense is looking awfully good here through the first two quarters of play. Glad you're joining us. Be back in a moment. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market. We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter. Conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. No membership required. Our 10th anniversary and our new building block party is October 18th. Come celebrate with us with 10% member discounts, children's activities, and live music and food at night. That's our all-day 10th anniversary block party on October 18th.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is the 11th year for HavenFootball.net, and for those 11 years, we have produced one of the finest high school football web pages in the country, and we've broadcast every game live over the internet to athletes, family, friends, and fans all over the world, so they could share in the thrill and excitement of Panther football. We don't accept any tax dollars for support. Our generous and loyal sponsors have made all this possible. Now it's your turn. We budget over $2,000 a year, and now we need your support. Simply go to our homepage and click on the Support Haven Football button. Your gift of $10 or $20 or more will help us bring you everything Strathaven football now and in the future. Thanks for your support.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or any time, everybody loves Coco's.
And welcome back to George L. King Field in Wallingford, Pennsylvania, where we are broadcasting the Strathaven versus Springfield game, and it's been a tough first half for Strathaven, 21-0 for Springfield. They had their opportunities. They wouldn't be in the lead by any stretch of the imagination, but they might have. They could have had 7, possibly 14. I've got Pete Fulginetti, by the way, is not here tonight. He's got some personal business over in Chicago. But we have Billy Martin here, and what's your thoughts?
Honestly, I'm speechless. They had a great first stand on defense with the interception. And then they drove down. They just couldn't get the ball, get the first down when it was 4th and 2. So after that, I haven't really seen anything positive from the Strathaven Panthers. They have to go inside the locker room and draw up something to stop this Cougar offense. One of their scores, I seen that the defensive back, the Cougars running quarterback was scrambling, which led to a play where the defensive back came up and messed up a blown coverage, and that's why they scored on that first touchdown. But they scored 2 after that, 2 more unscored. And Strathaven Panthers, they've been outscored in the second half all year long, possibly by around about 2-3 to 4 touchdowns in the second half. So it's kind of hard to see them come out here and end up tying this game up or putting up a fight. I hope they do, though.
I'm a little surprised that the play calling and the play selection hasn't changed. I mean, keeping in mind that we're talking about 16 and 17 year olds primarily.
Yes, sir.
And you know, it's not like the NFL or college where you can go in there and, you know, when you're in college and when you're in particularly Division I ball, and of course the pros, every one of these players is a terrific player. They may be more terrific or, you know, superstars, whatever. But the bottom line is there isn't any poor players at those levels. And, you know, so when you say, gee, this isn't working, we got to put in screen passes, we got to put in this, we got to put in, you know, and you got a week to prepare. Well, okay. I mean, you know, you can do that. These, but here, you know, you've got a core of probably, you know, 10, 11 kids and that are going both – well, they're not going both ways. I guess 7 or 8 kids are going both ways and some substitution. But you really can't be too confusing about what you're going to do or try too much because you don't have the time to practice it to execute it well. But I was hoping that we could see, number one, that they would – that Anthony Myers would be used more as a receiver because I thought that had some advantages. I thought maybe we'd try a screen pass or two. Clancy seems to feel comfortable with what he's got. And I'll tell you, we have good speed. We seem to have adequate blocking. Certainly we've been in every game we've played until the third quarter with Garner Valley. But every other game we were in it to the end. This may not end up with this way with Springfield tonight. But, you know, on paper and looking at the team, you know, we felt going into this game we should be 4-1.
Right.
Instead of being 1-4. So yeah. That's a problem. And if we lose to a better team like Springfield may be, that's okay too. But the point is I knew we had to do something different against a team with the caliber of Springfield with their defense. You know, they just have been able to stop everybody. And while they haven't played spectacular teams, that's a pretty solid performance. I mean, you know, the lesser teams can certainly score, and Springfield wouldn't allow it, which actually reminds me of Strathaven a few years ago when their defense you know, was a big deal when they wouldn't, you know, they just didn't want anybody to score on them, period.
Yeah, those guys
So if you're Clancy, without redesigning the entire offense, what do you do?
Well, let's just say we're not sure what's going to go on with Myers, whether he's going to sit it out or not. But I think you have to find something to get your explosive players into the flow of the offense, whether it's Bratz's or number five. You know, you have to get those guys into the offense. Samaru on the outside, I think he's doing pretty well. It's just that once they throw a pass here or there, they're not consistent enough with it, which doesn't give your quarterback enough any confidence or anything like that. So it's kind of hard to say, you know, let's start passing a little more on first and second down and get us some first downs a little more. But they have to come up with something. He has to come up with the game plan. This team has a lot of fight in them, and like you said, they have a lot of talent, a lot of grit, and being down 21-0 is definitely has to be ticking in their heads. Something has to happen in the second half.
Well, certainly, look, the best way to get a fire in their belly is that they can come out, run the ball down the field, and score and get back in this game. Barring that, of course, Springfield is only 2 touchdowns away from Mercy. So if Haven can't stop them and can't score, this will be a very quick second half. If Haven can make it work and can stay in this game, and you know they got the same assignment they had when this game kicked off.
Yeah.
They got to try to stop the quarterback number 5. They got to try to they fairly effectively stopped the. I'm sorry, I'm losing names here. they've effectively stopped Brackenier at 21, and Brian will have some stats for us. But Brian Allen, the quarterback, has been able to move on them pretty effectively. And the passing game is killing us. And we just, I saw it last week and the week before. We seem to have a problem where we have these huge gaps in these zones that these kids can't seem to pick up. And again, you know what happens. Pass coverage has never been a high school strong suit for the most part. They've done okay. I can see the way that Springfield has struggled sometimes to get a pass off, that they have had some good coverage. But without a real heavy pass rush, which is tough to do for us, you know, that guy sits back there, and eventually those guys are going to get free.
Yeah, he's killing us. I think he has broke his season record on passing yards already in the first half with around 150 passing yards. So it's tough out there when you have your defensive backs who are in one-on-one coverage and whatnot, and they are having a lot of breakdowns. You know, one of the touchdowns, like I said, it was just a lapse of coverage. He wasn't – the wide receiver was wide open. And then another time, he was just outmatched with a taller receiver that he had to go against for a touchdown. So it's kind of tough, but they got to keep fighting. Their offense is a great offense, you know, so they have to come out here and keep fighting. But I think they could find something with special teams. Maybe that'll come around and spark something with that.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope the Clancy has some plan to try to get the ball out into space and give these kids a chance to run. And let's hope that Mr. Myers is going to be back in the game, although I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. It looked like he was pretty much out for this game, whatever's wrong with him. So, all right, well, listen, we're going to come back in a little bit. We'll have a few more commercials, and Brian will come back with the stats and all the good stuff, and then we'll start the second half. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a little while. You're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service, committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Sandra McCauley, your Century 21 Alliance real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Swarthmore Co-op Market, your sustainable community food market since 1937. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, and Billy Morgan.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, where Strathaven trying like crazy to snap a four-game losing streak. But, boy, if last week's heartbreaker wasn't enough... To have a team like Springfield walking in here, firing on all cylinders, has not done them any favors. And as we mentioned throughout the first half, whether you heard us or not, because we had some technical difficulties we were talking about, boy, Strathaven had chances for some big plays and just flat out didn't make them, especially in the passing game. You know, you look at the Strathaven passing numbers. They are 5 of 8 as a team. John Fender, 5 of 5. Dalton Leach, 0 for 3 throwing it. But 2 of the 3 were just flat-out dropped. Flat-out dropped by receivers, which would have been big gains or perhaps even touchdowns had they been caught. But, hey, Springfield, to their credit, has made the plays when they've had. They're really their only mistake, a pass that bounced all in and out of the hands of the tight end in the opening drive of the game, bounced into the lap of Shane Mulhern for an interception. But aside from that, Springfield really has been fantastic, scoring on three other drives, and that's where they hold a 21-0 lead here at halftime. The balance between the offense and the running and passing game for Springfield is notable, at least fantastic might be one other way to describe it. Brian Allen, at this point I have him as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 9 of 13 with 2 touchdowns and 1 interception, 144 yards through the air.
Definitely his best passing performance of the year.
On the ground, Brian Allen, 43 on the ground. Brackenier with 40 yards. Murphy with 33. Sterling with 11. I have them about even rushing and passing. 144 and 130-something here real, at first glance. Strathaven, on the same token, has good balance too. Fender, 5 of 5 for 51 yards passing. But they only have 40-something yards rushing after 3 sacks in the late in that second quarter. 2 by Brian Layden and 1 by Matt Sella really disrupted things for Fender and Leach as they were starting to get things going. So, again, as Strathaven started to find a rhythm in their passing game, their last 3 pass attempts really were not attempts at all as their quarterback was sacked 3 times. So, again, hats off to the Springfield defense. We knew coming in they would be tough. really second in District 1 out of 74 teams in scoring defense, just 8 points per game allowed. They've allowed 100 yards of rushing total in only one of their first five contests.
Well, and you know, and that stat is can always be misleading until you see the team. And, of course, we don't have the advantage as broadcasters to go around to other games because we all generally play on Friday night. Of course, tonight's Thursday. But generally, you know, the two games are always on the same night, so we can only do Strathaven. But the reason that's misleading is depending on who you played. And like we talked about a little bit during the halftime, they hadn't, or actually in pregame, they hadn't necessarily, we're not sure who they played. From the consequence, but I will tell you from my observation tonight, Springfield has a heck of a defense. It is not a matter of just who they play. They really, we have our issues, but we can run the ball. We have our issues, and we can score points. And boy, they have completely stuffed us, with the exception of one drive that had the potential to go in. I think we got into the red zone on that, and that was it. It's as close as we've gotten, and we really haven't been able to generate much. And that's a credit to their front line and to their ability to pass coverage. So we're throwing everything we can at them. I'm hoping Clancy has some more answers coming out in that first round, because with the first possession, I think we have to put some points on the board, or this is going to be a very long evening.
Scores from elsewhere around Delaware County. Halftime, Garnet Valley 37, Lower Marion nothing. So Garnet Valley, after a tight game with Strathaven 3 weeks ago, has followed up with Harriton and Lower Marion on the schedule. We thought that would be the case where Garnet Valley would handle them. They put 62 on Harriton a week ago, 37 in the first half against Lower Marion here. And Garnet Valley looking to go to 5-1 and stay undefeated in the Central League and stay even with Springfield at this rate.
Right.
Also in the Central League, Marple Newtown at 3-2 against 3-2 Radnor. They are tied at 7 at half.
Seems appropriate.
So, 3A teams still maybe in the hunt for playoffs, Marple Newtown and Radnor, but they're going to beat up on each other tonight, and still both with some tough tests against 4A schools on the schedule in the weeks ahead. Staying in Delaware County, Harriton winless on the season, but at the moment leading Pencrest 18-14.
Really?
So Harriton, pretty good passing attack with Dave Stewart at the helm at quarterback, and again, throwing it around a little bit. And Pencrest, I was crowing about my prediction before the season, saying, hey, Great Valley might be a team to be reckoned with in AAA. I also mentioned Pencrest in there as well as maybe a favorite in District 1 3A.
That's betting 500 would be a million in baseball.
But 1-4, tough go of it for Rick Straub and the Lions so far. It seems like I picked the wrong Central League team, because Springfield, I mentioned them but didn't count them in as a favorite. If the playoffs started today, Springfield would be the number one seed.
Easily.
Far and away with their point total at the moment.
Easily.
Staying in Delaware County, sort of, but Episcopal Academy has gone final, 35-28. They knock off Lawrenceville, New Jersey.
They needed a win.
Delco Christian on top of Lower Moreland, 20-14. So Delco Christian could go to 3-2 against winless Lower Moreland. Now, in elsewhere around District 1, and we'll start up in the Suburban 1 League, North Penn 28, Satterton 0 at halftime. Council Rock South trails CB West 21-7 at half. Quakertown on top of Harry S. Truman, no surprise there, 17-6 in the second quarter. CB East leading William Tennant 12-7 at half. Penridge 28, Abington 16. So Penridge off to a good start. They graduated a ton last year. A lot of people thought, hey, the Rams would still be another year or two away. Not so much the case. Springfield Montco on top of Hatboro Horsham, 13-7. In the second quarter. I don't know when the last time Springfield beat Hatboro Horsham, but that would be a tough blow for the Hatters. Here's a 4A, 3A matchup in Suburban 1 American that's always interesting. Upper Moreland, again, a lot of people thought they were a year away. Adam Beach has them rocking and rolling on all cylinders. They'd be in the middle of the pack if the playoffs started today. But they trail Plymouth White Marsh 13-6 in the second quarter. So a loss would not do Upper Moreland any favors there, both for the division race and also the AAA playoff race. Norristown being blanked right now by Council Rock North. Brandon McElwain, he's the real deal at quarterback. Penn State and others are interested. He has Council Rock North on top 21-0. Pensbury, the top-ranked team in District 1 and amongst the top-ranked teams in the state of Pennsylvania. They lead 28-0 in the second quarter. Pensbury, again, in good shape on top of winless Bensalem. No real surprise there. I wouldn't call this a surprise either, because CB South has won some big games already, but the 4-1 Titans may be on their way to 5-1. They're up 28-22 as Neshaminy scores just before half. Neshaminy trying to avoid falling to 2-4 and put their playoff hopes in severe jeopardy. So the Redskins trying to stay alive there, trailing 28-22 to CB South. Josh Adams with over 100 yards in the first half alone. Upper Dublin 12, Wissahickon nothing. The Flying Cardinals still in good shape there for a playoff berth. New Hope Trails Academy New Church 30-0. So thanks again to our buddies Jeff Nolan and Daryl Dobus and Dan Morehouse up at WNPV. Thanks to our buddies at the Delaware County Daily Times tweeting scores from all over the place. One other quick update at half. Great Valley 20, Downingtown West 14. So Great Valley... A win over a 4A school like Downingtown West going to have more than a handful of wins this year would do them a great favor in staying in that top two for a one or a two seed. Certainly a home game leading into the AAA playoffs there. CB East, William Tennant, again, we mentioned, was 12-7. But, again, wow, 16 carries, 197 yards, 4 touchdowns in the first half for the Penridge tailback an angst. So, boy, the Penridge, they graduated Mike Class a year ago, and now they've picked up where they left off with a talented runner, and Neshaminy has their hands full with him. Never mind Neshaminy's tailback, Bernard Pollard, who's headed to Villanova next year, one of the better runners in the state. So, hey, a lot of talent in and around District 1 and District 12. There are still several games on tap for tomorrow and Saturday. If you are available and interested, Bishop Shanahan and Westchester Henderson tomorrow night at 7. That's 2 4-1 teams. Shanahan a 3A if they were to knock off Henderson. Again, big-time points in the AAA playoff race. Another good one tomorrow night, Coatesville at Downingtown East. 5-0 Coatesville, ranked by the PA Football News in the top 10 in the state. A 4-1 Downingtown East, no slouches there. Academy Park in Chichester should be interesting tomorrow as well. In the Del Valle race. On Saturday morning, Glen Mills and Chester, Innerborough and Penwood here in Delaware County, Pope John Paul and Methacton. Methacton with a big win last week. Maybe they're sniffing a playoff berth in 4A. Roman Catholic beaten by the Haverford School earlier today. Haverford School knocks off Roman 41-22. So Roman falls to 3-3. But, of course, there it's about the Catholic League playoffs and where they would advance. A non-league loss doesn't hurt them terribly in that sense right now. But a couple other big ones tomorrow and Saturday. The big one up, this makes me want to go visit my parents and walk over to William Tennant. LaSalle Wood.
Yes.
LaSalle and Archbishop Wood, who have not played each other since the late 90s, are going head-to-head. Those are two of the top-ranked teams in the state at 3A for Archbishop Wood, the defending state champs. LaSalle always in the mix in 4A as well. And then Saturday, at a game at Villanova, St. Joe's Prep against Malvern Prep. So that could be a good one. PW now 21-6 at half, thanks to Daryl Dobus for the update. Upper Moreland trailing there. But Strathaven trying to get on track to start this second half, and Springfield will kick it away. Standing deep to return, Nick Malone. He's flanked by John George and Alex Bratsis. Panthers will move left to right, and here we go. High, end over end kick. It's going to come down to Nick Malone, who fields it at the 7-yard line, looking for a wall at the right half of Schmark, and he steps out of one tackle, still on his feet, spinning his way near the 25-yard line. I will say this for Malone, it is rare that the first guy on him brings him down. He is a strong, tough runner and just does, there's no quit in him in terms of how he goes with that ball in his hand. So Strathaven will try it here, first and 10, with John Fender at quarterback, nose of the football on the 25-yard line. In on that last stop for this Cougars was Alex Messino. Messino and his defensive mates trying to pitch the shutout here. First and 10 give is to Malone, and they are ganged up waiting for him there. 61 on the stop. That's Josh Sweeney. And with Myers out of the lineup, Malone will have a target on his back, I'm sure, for the rest of this half. Anthony Myers not even on the sideline here as they start the second half. So loss of three on the play brings up second down and 13. Panthers will have to find some other options on offense as Springfield standing there waiting for Nick Malone on that first play. Rob McGee is in at fullback. Bratsis alongside of him. Split to the left is Samaru. Gives to McGee on the quick hitter. Tough running across the 25. McGee pushes forward to the 30-yard line. Nice tough running from the senior. Sweeney again on the tackle for Springfield. So McGee picks up 8. Third down and 5 upcoming.
Good Strath push from Aiden. The offensive line there.
Yeah, nice little quick hitter on the trap play. Rob McGee has had his moments last year and this year. Again, big game against Harriton last year when there were some guys out with injuries. When Myers missed the Pencrest game, McGee chips in with 2 touchdowns. He's your fullback on 3rd and 5. Double wing, fender, 3-step drop, fires to the outside, and incomplete. Never quite set his feet on that one, and that's his first incompletion of the night. Samaru was open out there.
Yep.
Had some room. Fender misfires, and the punt team is on. 3 and out go the Panthers to start the second half. Bratsis will kick it away. Flegel and James Harris stand deep to return. Flegel made a fine catch, actually, on his last punt return and was buried by Samaru. Samaru called for an interference penalty. Bratsis kicks it away. The left footer booms one.
Ooh, boy.
Fair catch signaled for by Flegel, who makes it, falling to his backside at the 28-yard line. Terrific kick from Bratsis. They'll mark this back at the... Where are they going to put it?
27, should have.
Yeah, let's see.
Ooh, maybe not.
Side judge. Yeah, they're going to say the 30-yard line. Okay. Well, good kick from Bratsis. Again, the punt game has not hurt the Panthers tonight. Bratsis has done well with it. 35 on the punt, no return.
Big defensive series for the Panthers. They have got to stop Springfield.
Allen is your quarterback. Brackenier is the halfback. Lines up in the pistol behind him. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Toss play, looking for room is Brackenier off the right edge. Cuts up field, he's across the 30 and falls forward to the 35. Gain of 5 for Brackenier, and 11 carries for 45 yards now for the senior. And again, not eye-popping numbers for Brackenier coming in. But again, Samaru in on that last stop with Roy Chung. But again, very effective. And sort of the 1-2 punch inside-outside with he and Allen. It's Brackenier. No, it's Allen on keeping it this time off the right edge. Speed across the 40. Speed across the 50. Down the far sideline. Allen with one man to beat at the 30. Cuts inside. And nice work there by Chung to turn him inside to a couple of Strathaven tacklers. But Brian Allen takes it to the 18-yard line. Yep. And brought down hard. Slow to get up is Allen. Samaru on the stop with Bratsis to track him down. Concern here for Brian Allen, who went down hard. And we'll see what they bring in. Yeah, okay, they're going to bring in a different quarterback here. Moreno and Dini.
You got a Panther that.
And
who is that?
Jalen King's going to check into the game as. Who's out? Oh, yeah, Elijah Cruz. Cruz coming into the game as well. Or coming out of the game, rather. So, Ndini. No, Ndini's going to go back to the sideline. So Allen seems to be okay here. 18 yards down to the 18-yard line. So pretty good there for Brian Allen. <laughs> 47 on that last run. He's up near that 100-yard mark again for the third week in a row. On 1st and 10. Allen, give inside, and straight ahead goes Brackenier, and he is popped there, but not till he picks up the 4-yard line. Straight ahead running for 14 more yards. Bratsis on the stop for the Panthers. But in knocking on the door again is Springfield here. 9:18 and counting to play here in the third quarter. And Springfield moving at will at the moment. 59 yards now for Brackenier. They quickly give it to Brackenier one more time. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Springfield. 9:06 to play here in the third. And that didn't take long, did it?
Boy, it didn't take long, just a few plays. That's
four plays.
Yep.
Four plays, 70-yard drive, and Colin Brackenier into the end zone for the first time tonight.
How long was that run by?
47-yard run by Allen that got it. Got the biggest chunk of the yardage. Extra point pending. Another left-footed kicker. Two left-footed kickers tonight. Like to see that. Up and good. The freshman pounds it through. Jack Corey, 4 for 4 on the extra points tonight. 28-0 Springfield. They forced the three and out for Strathaven, and now it's all Cougars early in the third. Stick with us. See if the Panthers can answer when we come back right here on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Well, it's quiet in the crowd.
Yep, it's not been a whole lot to cheer about since, aside from just a couple of plays and a couple of almost plays for Strathaven, it's been all Cougars here. High end over end kickoff. It's going to come down to Nick Malone, and the Panthers will try it again. Malone from the 4-yard line, looking for a head of steam across the 15-20. Stops his feet and is caught there at the 17-yard line. Tried to cut it back, and Joe Davis, the junior, in there to make the stop. Panthers will try again, and Elijah Crew back in the game. Good to see him out there, but seems moving at less than full speed. Also in with Davis on that last tackle, Dave McCann. Here, though, 8:59 to play in the third. The Panthers, now you're at a point where you are trying to avoid a running clock. One more score from Springfield would put us in a mercy rule situation here at George L. King. Split to the right is Paul Samaru. Wing to the left, Malone. The fullback is McGee, and he has it. McGee is met there in the backfield. Dylan Power with first contact. Got some help there from Big 61, Josh Sweeney. He's been in on a number of tackles, the senior. So Malone picks up two, brings up second down and 8. I'm sorry, McGee picks up two. I think I said Malone there.
Yep, you did, but that's okay.
All right. We'll try it again. McGee still in there at fullback. Splain is your tight end to the right. Wing right is Alex Bratzis. Fumbled snap by Leach, who falls on it immediately, but they're going to lose a yard there. So it'll bring up third down and 9. So a wasted play there. Landholm and Leach couldn't connect right there. Anthony Paul on the sideline tonight if you're joining us late. Denzel Lesenby, the starting tight end and outside linebacker, out of the lineup as well. And if you're joining us late, Anthony Myers, injured late in the second quarter, is not on the field here for the second half. Third and 9. From their own 20-yard line, Strathaven trying to get something going here. Give us to Malone off the right side. He's pushing his way forward to the 25. It'll still be well short of a first down. Fourth and 5 upcoming as they unpile. Leach, I believe they're going to keep him on the field here and see what they can come up with. No, they're going to punt it away.
Yeah, they can't be silly about it. Okay. I mean, you got to give yourself a chance.
Leach stays on the field to long snap, but Dylan Power on that last stop has forced another Strathaven punt. Nick Malone, 8 carries for just 25 yards. Tough, tough sledding for the senior. The leading rusher coming in at 6 yards a carry, getting about half that tonight. Bratzis will kick it away again. Flegel and Harris stand deep to return. Bratzis has been one of the bright spots in the punting game tonight. He'll let this one go. High, spiraling kick again. It's going to come down out of bounds. Shy of the 45 at the Springfield 46. So now they're going to mark it all the way out, well, a couple of yards more at the 48. So Not so much. There's my jinx there. 27 yards on the punt.
You know, he's had a good punting game tonight, though. Yeah. It's, you know.
Right. He's done, as I said, one of the bright spots till I open my big mouth. Now, Springfield, first and 10 at the 48-yard line. Looking for more. Another 7 points would run the clock the rest of the way. Rob Murphy in at halfback. He's on the right hip. And now stands behind Brian Allen. Allen back, fires the outside, complete to Wimes, who's shake and bake at the midfield stripe. Pushes across the 45, is going to be near first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it as they unpile on the near sideline. Kyrie Fuller on the stop. But Wimes is going to get 9, his third catch of the night. 28 yards receiving. Just again, quick hitch pattern. And four, Allen has completed 4 in a row. 2nd and 1 upcoming. Allen gives straight ahead. Murphy, first down and more. Cuts off the left side, and he takes Mulhern for a ride inside the 35, down to the 33. Gain of 11 more for Murphy.
You know, the Springfield offense is just absolutely pulverizing the center of the Strathaven line. All down on the field, just completely blocked out of the play. It's of course, I think part of the Strathaven is just getting tired. They're just getting beat up pretty good.
Lots of two-way starters in there tonight, now worsened by injuries to a couple key players. Murphy stays low and ducks underneath Mulhern for a couple more. They'll spot him at the 29, gain of 4 more for Murphy. 6 carries, 48 yards for the senior. Mulhern, your leading tackler for the Panthers coming in spite of missing most of two and a half games.
Yep.
Harris checks in at tailback. Wing to the right is Murphy on 2nd down and 5. Under center for one of the few times tonight. Now the toss play to Harris. Harris trying to stretch the field off the right side. 30, 25, shake and bake. Harris cuts his way to a first down. Met on that far sideline. Finally wrapped up at the 21. Gain of 8 on the play, and Mulhern sideline to sideline, another stop. So Harris, James Harris, had a 41-yard touchdown run against Pencrest back in week 2. So again, he's another shifty back that they can put in there. Murphy is your tailback out of the pistol on 1st and 10. Murphy straight up the middle, sheds an arm tackle, still carrying tacklers inside the 15, down inside the 10 to the 9. 15 more for Rob Murphy, and now it's a matter of fresh legs in there too.
Yeah, it's fresh legs, and it's fatigue, and you know we're 9 yards away from a mercy rule here.
In on the stop, Paul Samaru. Lots of tackles from your back 7 now. Checking out of the game is Elijah Crew. Jalen King checks in at nose guard. 2 tight ends. Under center is Give as the single setback. Murphy off the left side plows his way through a Strathaven tackler and into the end zone. Touchdown, Murphy. Rob Murphy just ran straight through some Strathaven tackling there. 9 more yards and another touchdown.
Who's
Fremont. Slow to get up, right. But he seems to be okay.
I think he's more upset than anything else.
4:52 to play here in the third, and an extra point will run the clock the rest of the evening. Corey, 4 for 4 on the evening. Trying to make it 5 for 5 and make this a shorter night for everyone here at George L. King Field.
Oh.
Hudak to hold. Ball snapped.
Yeah, and no kick.
Well, there you go. Never kicked. Well, there's another Carol curse. And on the tackle is Paul Samaru. But extra point, no good. So 34-0 is where we stand after Rob Murphy takes it in for the touchdown. Murphy coming into tonight. 50 yards rushing, and really, you know, he was a guy who we'll come back to that in a moment. All right, be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Springfield 34, Strathaven nothing. High end over end kickoff is going to come down to Alex Bratsis. Bratsis backs up and catches at the five, and then across the 15, out to 20, and big collision there. Bratsis not shying away from contact there, and it's going to come up a little slower than he was moving a moment ago. Panthers will start first and 10 at their own 24. 34 to nothing is your score as Rob Murphy on the last touchdown for the Cougars. Nick Gorman in on that last tackle for Springfield. And the Strathaven offense has had nothing but three and out here to start this second half. They'll try it again with Fender under center. Tight end to the left, Matt Splain. Jet sweep to the left side, looking for room as Alex Bratsis turns it upfield, and he runs through one arm tackle and falls forward to the 29, gain of about five. So, 4:52 to play in the third is when Murphy punched it in.
You know, without making that one point, we're not in the mercy rule, so this may be the greatest comeback ever.
There you go. Got to start somewhere.
That's right.
This is very similar to last year's game, actually. 45-6 was your final there. Fender back to pass on second down. Slant inside to Samaru. Incomplete. Try. Incomplete. Ball delivered a little low. Yeah. Samaru's clapping his hands thinking, boy, I'd still like to have that one back. So there was room. They connect there. Samaru's got one man in front of him. That was it. So Fender, five for his first five before halftime. Sacked twice just prior to halftime, and now has missed on his first two attempts of this second half. Third down and six.
Although that one was not his.
Well,
it was a little low.
Yes. Fault to be had on both sides in that one, maybe. Back to pass. They'll try it again. Fires the out pattern this time. In and out of hands of Samaru, but knocked away nicely by Dylan Power right near the first down marker. So now fourth and six upcoming as Fender and Samaru fail to connect there. So now what? Fourth and six. And the punt team is on. Another three and out for the Panthers. They've run exactly nine plays here.
Yeah, you can't.
Three and outs.
You can't run a fourth and five at your own 30.
Garnet Valley 43. Lower Marion nothing. In the third, the clock is running. Adrian Sapness has scored on an 80-yard run for Marple Newtown. 14-7. Marple on top of Radnor. Bratsis will punt it away again. Booms one. This one, an end-over-end kick's going to come down, and fair catch signaled for it and made by Luke Spence at the 38-yard line. And chance to tack on another one here for Springfield with 3:51 to play here before half. Before the end of the third quarter. So we'll keep you posted as other scores arise.
What, Ridley's playing tomorrow?
Ridley plays Upper Darby tomorrow.
So,
yes.
That should be a good game. Yes. Where are they playing that at?
That game tomorrow. Let me just check on that for you, sir.
That would be a good one to go to, huh?
Could be a good one indeed. Strathaven plays Ridley 7 days from now, but here, first and 10. Give is to new halfback into the game, number 24, Lamar Shaw, the senior. Takes it out to the 44-yard line. Paul Samaru on the stop as Shaw goes for six. All right, time to start writing down some new names. I'll worry about Ridley later.
Yeah, okay.
Second down and four. Shaw is your halfback. Split to the left now is Matt Gade. Shotgun, give inside is to Shaw. Straight ahead. He pushes through one tackle, and again, first contact. Just not doing the job tonight for Strathaven. They're making hits, and still they're Springfield tacking on extra yardage after that first hit. So two, maybe three more for Shaw. Brings up third down and a long two. Matt Splain on that. Last tackle there for Sam Petrovich from the 47. Shotgun snaps Shaw straight up the middle again, and the Panthers, I think, have him wrapped up shy. It's going to be very close. Into the game at quarterback is Moreno and Dini. We'll keep an eye on him.
Yeah, also, got the first.
There it is, two more and a first down. So Shaw picks up 10 on his first three carries and moves the chains forward. Petrovich on that last stop for the Panthers. Split to the near side. Left of the formation is senior Noah Grace. Receiver split to the right as well. Two backs in the backfield alongside of Moreno and Dini. Dini Barks out the signals from the pistol. Back to pass. Looking. Has time. Under pressure. Is going to tuck it and run across midfield. He picks up about five on the play, maybe six, before Matt Splane makes the stop. Gain of set for Indini. We'll call it seven.
Mm-hmm.
Third down and second down and three upcoming before Splane made that stop. Still in the hurry up. Number 41 in the game at fullback is Anthony DeVario. He's in front of Shaw. Shaw on the handoff straight up the middle and runs into Petrovic, who wraps him up after a gain of maybe two more. Third down and a long two upcoming.
I would think if Panthers get a stop here that they're in four down territory. I don't think they're going to punt it from here.
Deeb and Petrovic on that last tackle. And the Cougars will try it one more time. Ndini with Shaw straight behind him in the pistol. Barking out the signals at Shaw. Straight up the middle, first down as he spins and lunges forward. It's a good second effort. Assured himself of the first down. Picks up the 39-yard line. Gain of four more. In at left tackle now for Springfield is number 62, Zach Carr, another senior. First down, and Chris Britton getting some guys in the game who well-deserved playing time here with the score 34-0, just over a minute to play. Matt Splane in on that last tackle again. Panthers have not achieved a first down in this third quarter.
Mm.
Springfield continues to move at will. Shaw, fresh legs across the 40 down to the 38 for 37, rather, for two more. So death by a thousand cuts here at this point. And
well, this is, you know, if Springfield just holds on to the ball and just keeps running, whether they score or not is irrelevant. And we're about to end. We'll get one more play in, I think, before the end of the third quarter.
33 seconds and counting to play in the third. Four wide. Shaw is your tailback in the pistol. Ndini back to pass. Looking. Dumps a little shallow cross and completes it inside the 35. Kyrie Fuller and Mulhern in on the tackle. First catch of the night for Alex Messino, the tight end. Messino stopped at the Strathaven 32, and Fuller in on that last stop. So that'll be the final play of the third quarter. Brings up third and short for Springfield. It feels like they've been there all night.
Yep.
Second and short, third and short. The Springfield offense doing it right. Defense as advertised. 34-0 after three. See if Strathaven can get something positive going in the final 12 minutes when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market. We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter. Conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. No membership required. Our 10th anniversary and our new building block party is October 18th. Come celebrate with us with 10% member discounts, children's activities, and live music and food at night. That's our all-day 10th anniversary block party on October 18th.
Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to the start of the fourth quarter. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play with Mike Mayer and Billy Morgan alongside of us. Third and two for Springfield from the Strathaven 31. Hard count from Moreno and Dini. Looks to the sideline, brings in the play. He says something to the lineman and sets up Shaw just behind him off his right hip on third and two. Takes the shotgun snap. It's Shaw up the middle. Bounces to the outside. First down and more. Still on his feet across the 20. 15. Shaw's going to go untouched for a Springfield touchdown. 31 yards for number 24, Lamar Shaw, the senior, with his season-long run. And that, folks, will start the clock running now for the final 11:48, with the exception of scoring plays and timeouts.
And injuries,
right? Well, that'll count as a timeout, I guess.
Right, yeah, that's true.
In that regard, 40 to nothing. Springfield on top. Shaw goes in from 31 yards out with 11:48 to play here in the fourth. Jack Corey, the freshman, on to attempt the extra point. The last one was he never got an attempt, actually, as the snap pulled the holder out of his stance. A couple other quick scoring updates. Haverford on top of Conestoga, 21-7 late. And Conestoga on their heels with Haverford driving. So Conestoga loses last week to Springfield and now in danger of falling out of the Central League right. race entirely should they lose to the Fords. Here we've got an offside or an illegal procedure penalty, rather, against Springfield. So they're going to back them up.
It was a delay game, actually.
Yeah, they try to get their 11th man onto the field. Corey will try it now from the 15-yard line. CB South on top of Neshaminy, 35-22. Josh Adams has all five touchdowns. Kick is away, and this is blocked. Kick blocked by Samaru, and we have an injured player. Is this Bratzis got hurt on an extra point down by 40?
An unnecessary extra point.
Oh, goodness gracious. Bratzis.
Take it where you can, though, guys.
Comes up hobbling, but he seems to be reasonably okay. So 11:48 to play here in regulation. We're going to keep it right here.
Okay.
With Downingtown West up on Great Valley early in the third, 21-20. So Great Valley back and forth. On the seesaw they go with Downingtown West. 42-7 North Penn on top of Satterton. We're still running clock. Satterton just has just scored. Delco Christian turns it over and but still leads 20-14 against winless Lower Merion. So we'll see how that goes. An 80-yard touchdown run from Adrian Sapnis gives him over 1,000 yards rushing.
Already
is right. So Sapnis exceeded 100 yards for the fifth time in six games, and he's over 1,000 yards in the first six games of the season. He leads Delaware County in rushing by something like 400 yards.
Yeah.
And
it's like him and everybody else.
Yep, pretty much. So in the meantime, Springfield Montco on top of Hatboro Horsham, 19-13. Springfield Delco on top here, 40-0. Nyan Bobo has a kickoff squirt through his legs. Now, did it touch him? If it touched him, it's out of bounds inside the 10 or no? Let's see. Yes, indeed. They said it hit Bobo in the leg as he tried to field the low kick. And then rolled inside the 10, out of bounds at the 7. So it goes from bad to worse for
when it rains,
Strathaven.
It pours. Yep.
Defensive substitutions galore here for Springfield. Strathaven with their starters on the field for the most part. Still now with 11:46 to play in regulation. Trying to get something going leading into next week's tilt with Ridley. So Dalton Leach is under center. Rob McGee is your fullback. Splain sets up as a tight end to the left. And here we go. From the 7-yard line, Leach under center. Give is to McGee. The fullback goes for a couple. He's going in against some younger, notably smaller, but hungry players.
I was going to say very anxious guys.
Hungry second teamers going to make an impression on a Friday night here. Up by 40, but hey, getting some well-deserved game action. In on the stop for Springfield, Justin Shields, a freshman linebacker. Freshman lineman, rather. McGee pushed it for a yard or so. Brings up second down and 9. From the 8-yard line, Samaru split to the left. Leach under center. Jet sweep to Bratzis, looking for him off the left edge. Picks up one block, dances inside, and cuts his way out to the 15-yard line. Nice work there from Bratzis. Out to the 6 for a gain of 6. Brings up third and short. In on the stop number 41 for Springfield, Anthony DeVario, a sophomore linebacker. So Bratzis picks up, I'll call it 6 more. He's been one of the bright spots for the Panthers tonight. 3 carries for 26 yards. They will try it again, 3rd and 2 from the 15. And Leach going to keep it himself. Quarterback keeper on 3rd and short. I think he has enough for a first down, but we'll see. It's going to be close. Quarterback keeper, it's actually the first one we've seen all season.
Yep.
Quarterback sneak, and Leach, I think, has done enough to move the chains. Indeed, he has. Pickup of 2 for Dalton Leach, and the Panthers pick up their first down of this second half.
against at least against, the second string.
Against the second string, right. So the whole third quarter belonged to Springfield, and at 40-0, running clock here. Leach turns back to pass, looking, firing to the outside, looking for Sommer. Ball underthrown. Sommer does well to come back and break it up. So we'll keep that going. Mike, go ahead. I'm going to put it.
No, I should. I mean, Sommer, actually, I thought he was going to catch it. He came back for the ball. He was covered by three guys, though. I mean, it's, you know, but that's what's going to happen when you're in a situation like this. Look, Haven gave it everything they had. Sometimes, you know, you're the windshield, and sometimes you're the fly. This tonight, on this night, you know, Haven's the fly, and it's just they. Springfield came in; they're a better team. That's the end of the deal, and no doubt that Strathaven has done everything they can.
Second down and 10. Leach under center. Gives to Malone, who cuts his way into the open field. Out to his left now, 25-30. Malone with the speed at the 40. Midfield stops, and he's run down there. Run out of bounds, and a flag comes in late. I think you're going to get a late hit out of bounds. Vince Puppio on the stop. But they're going to give Malone the 42-yard line of Springfield and then tack on 15 more. Puppio on the stop, but Nick Malone's longest run of the night is going to come way too little, way too late. 40-yard run for Malone, plus 15 more at the end here will give Strathaven a chance to put some points on the board and feel good about something going right into next Friday's tilt with Ridley. Malone, 9 carries for 65 yards now. By far the leading rusher for Strathaven tonight, but 40 of it just came a moment ago. 15 yards, moves the football near the 27-yard line of Springfield. Two tight ends now. Sommeru to the right. Splain to the left. Wing left is Malone. Rob McGee, your fullback, alongside of Alex Bratzis. Dalton Leach on first down. Give is to Bratzis off the left side. Sweep, he pushes across the 25, down to the 23 maybe. Gain of 4 for Bratzis. Brings up second down and 6. Strathaven, as we mentioned, at Ridley next week. Springfield moves on next week to take on Upper Darby. They follow that with Garnet Valley, then Marple and Harrington to end the season. So Strathaven, Ridley next week, and then wrap it up with Lower Marion, Harrington, and Radnor. Leach back to pass on second down. Firing to the outside, high and incomplete over the head of Paul Sommeru.
He was wide open.
Leach 0 for 5 throwing it tonight. 8:17 and counting to play here in the fourth. Third and 5 now for the Panthers from the Springfield 22. The band's still working, aren't they?
Yep.
They still sound terrific. One of the very few bright spots for the Panthers tonight. Came in a little shorthanded and are going to leave here a little more shorthanded.
Yeah, yep.
Personnel-wise. Sommeru split to the left. Wing right is Bratzis. On third and 5, sweep to the right side, it's Nick Malone. He cuts it back to the left, and he's got himself a first down, down to the 16-yard line. Gain of 6 for the senior, and that'll move the chains for the Panther offense. 28-22 now. Penridge has seen their lead cut in half. The Galloping Ghosts come crawling back into that one up in the Suburban One League. Pulling away now is CB South, 38-22 on top of Neshaminy late in the third. On first down, it's McGee, the fullback, pushing his way inside the 15, inside the 10, down to the 8. McGee rips off 8 more. Good tough running from Rob McGee. So he has himself 22 yards on 4 carries, but offensive line asserting itself a little bit here. In the late going, Joey Kennedy on the stop for Springfield, a sophomore. Springfield giving up some size with their second team in there. Second down and 3 from the 9. Leach under center. Give is to Bratzis off the left side. He's going to be stopped for a very short gain. Maybe a yard. Maybe a yard. It's going to bring up third down or fourth down, rather.
Third down.
Third and about 2. In on the stop, number 42, Anthony DeVario. Clock ticks, melting away on this game. It's been a tough one for Strathaven. 6:20 and counting to play in regulation.
Tough one to 40. Watch, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but, you know, there are times you can play a better team. That's yep. What this is.
Tight end to the right is Samaru. On third and short, it's a seized part off the right side, and Rob McGee is in for the Panther touchdown. McGee from 7 yards out punches it in. Terrific blocking off the right side. Rob McGee hauls it or takes it in for the third score, his third score of the year, and the Panthers are on the board with 6:04 to play in regulation.
What was the score last year?
Last year was 45-6. Yep. So here we are at 40-6.
40-6.
So, well, extra point pending. Alex Bratsis will kick it away. Kick is up, and kick is good. 6:04 to play in regulation. We'll see what Springfield does with their second team coming back. They lead it 40-7. Be back in just a moment right here on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Strathaven on the board with 6:04 to play here in regulation. Rob McGee from 7 yards out, the senior, punches it in for the third time this season. Alex Bratsis will kick it away. Has a team.